This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Cannon McMillan High School. We've got the WPIAL Boys AAA Championships about to get underway. Today's broadcast is sponsored by Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County, Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19 just north of the Meadows, Kinetic Internet Better, Advanced Orthopedics and Rehab, and Advanced Surgical Hospital. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on to washjeff.edu. Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Monarch Student Transportation. Monarch is now hiring. Log on to monarchtrans.com for details. Waynesburg University. Grow with us at Waynesburg University. Chambers Insurance Agency, your third-generation independent insurance agency in downtown Washington. Online at chambersinsurance.com. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. Saris Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all of your party needs. Joining me today will be Mr. Scott Rhodes. Scott, how are we doing today?
Good, Sam. How are you?
Doing really well. Pretty excited for the finals. Most of these finals are going to put the number one seed versus the number two seed. So they did a great job in seeding the tournament. The wrestlers did exactly what they were supposed to do. And we are finishing up our parade of champions here. And then we will be getting underway with our national anthem and then wrestling. But what we're going to do is we're going to step aside real quickly. And we'll be back right after this. You're listening to WJPA and Greensports.net. His opponent
at 200. Growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Hi, this is Mac Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. For over 70 years, we've been here for you, your family, and your business. At a time in which premiums continue to rise and policy coverage is more confusing and limited than ever before, we're proud to be your trusted guides. No gimmicks or surprises, just real protection at the best possible price. Personal, business, or bonds, will keep it simple and straightforward, just as we've always done. Chambers Insurance, helping you navigate today's insurance world. Learn more at chambersinsurance.com.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals, one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Broil Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
As they finish up on the national anthem, welcome back to Canonsburg High School as we get ready for the finals. It's the WPIAL Boys AAA Championships, and it is the championship finals. Scott?
Okay, our final matches will be on.
One versus two. Pretty good seating, I would say.
Yeah, that's not bad for the committee to, I mean, it's tough.
It is
tough. You always have young guys coming up that are good and throw a little wrench into things, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You always have upsets. And we've had a few here today, but I believe only one number one seed lost. And that's pretty impressive. So...
Yeah, that was at, what, 189?
189,
yes.
Right. Yep. Yeah, the 189.
Actually, the one and the two.
That's exactly right. I was going to say, the 189 final will be number three versus number four. So what they're doing is on mat number one, I believe, will be the third place match. The final on mat number two. Fifth place match on mat number three. And then a seventh and eighth place match will be on mat number four. And we are just about ready to get underway as they've got the wrestlers out on the mats. In your championship at 107 pounds, it'll be Peters Township's Nicholas McGarity against Tommy Gretz out of Connellsville, who was the seventh seed. So talk about upsets. Your seventh seed made it into the finals.
Well, I got to see Connellsville the last few years since I was coaching. They have a lot of really good young boys coming up through the program, so it doesn't surprise me to see. I mean, at the lighter weights, 107, you're going to see some of those guys that are really good junior high wrestlers come up and be able to see some of those junior high boys come up and do pretty well.
Well, and the hard thing is when they come up and they're freshmen, you don't know a whole lot about them or how they're going to do in the freshman or in the high school atmosphere.
He wound injury time, but I see blood from here, so I don't know if I was the coaches. McGarity.
Yeah. So we are just underway going for third place. It's Bo Fennec of Franklin Regional and Zach Rehack of Thomas Jefferson wrestling for fifth. It'll be Bryce Thomas of Moon Area, Michael Johnson of West Allegheny wrestling for seventh, Nick Savannah out of Butler, Bennett Ferraro out of Pine Richland. Scott, we'll let you take the finals here, and I'll keep you updated on the consolations.
Okay, so McGarity just did a nice knee pull to a single leg and was able to capitalize and get a takedown. Now he's riding double underhooks and a claw ride on, who is it, Gretz?
Yeah. Gretz. Tommy Gretz.
He has Gretz now down to the mat, trying to crank that with a half. Has an arm bar with it. Some people call it a Blair ride. Now he has a wing with the ride, keeping an arm bar in. Now throwing the leg in a little bit and riding pretty nice there, pretty secure, keeping Gretz flat.
McGarity comes in with a record of 32-4. Gretz with a record of 31-7.
He has good wrist control on Gretz. He's probably waiting for Gretz. Gretz doesn't want to come up because McGarity's waiting for an opening here to roll through, I believe, with that tilt. Here he go. He just tried it, and no luck. He has very good pressure, very good forward pressure, staying under the arm, centered. Now Gretz trying to come up to his feet, up to his knees, and time ends in the first period. So McGarity's leading 3-0.
And in consolations, in your seventh-place match, Bennett Ferraro is up 3-1 over Nick Savannah. In the fifth-place match, Michael Johnson out of West Allegheny up 1-0. And they're scoreless in the third-place bout between Fennec and Rehack.
So start of the second, McGarity chose down instantly to his feet, working on the wrist, now reaching back to Gretz, now turns into Gretz, coming around, should have a reversal, and he does. Now he's up 5-0. And back to that arm bar. He has the wrist, good wrist control. Reaching under for a claw, now half. Gratz comes up to his feet, returned back down, and close to going out of bounds. But, hey, that new rule, it's tough to get used to with that
It really
shoelace.
Is. Yeah, it really is.
It puts a damper on some of these small school tournaments, though.
It does.
Now McGarity trying to roll through with that tilt. He still has that wrist keeping Gratz in bounds. And now the referee blows them out. Which, not sure why. I mean, his foot knee was still in.
Well, that's what I wanted to address. It's called differently in high school than it is college. It's supposed to be as long as you have any part of your body touching inside, you're still in. But here, they make some exceptions.
Correct. We'll see. We'll see the next 2 weeks.
Yes.
So now Gratz is trying to switch. Did come around partially on McGarity, but McGarity was able to lock up. Actually has his legs in a little bit and doing a little bit of a cross-body ride. A little bit high, McGarity is, and Gratz is faced into him and hooking the leg. We have 48 seconds remaining in the second period, and referee calls stalemate.
Yeah, probably a good call. I don't know that either wrestler.
Yeah, they were kind of locked.
Yeah, I don't think they were going to improve their position.
McGarity right back to that claw ride. Now he gets Gratz flat. Now he looks to tilt him up. The referee has a one count and two. Now he's getting back points. He has at least three. Referee is holding three, and he gets 3 points. So now he's up 8-0 with 30 seconds remaining in the second period.
Andrew, number two, seated 107 pounds. Wrestling in the fifth place match, Michael Johnson is up 4-1 over Bryce Thomas out of Moon.
McGarity's very, very, very solid on top. He's keeping a lot of pressure on Gratz, keeping him flat and kind of making it miserable for him down there.
Miserable, that's a good word.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
When you're on top, make it miserable for him. Now he has a arm bar, or like a hammer lock, and the time runs out.
So McGarity's been in total control here.
And Gratz chooses neutral. He doesn't want any part of bottom. He just has been ridden out for nearly 4 minutes.
I can't blame him.
Now both wrestlers are down on one knee in a neutral position. Gratz reaches up for a head tie. They're forehead to forehead. Controlling McGarity's wrist. Looking for an opening, but McGarity now takes a shot and back to their feet to go. Gratz has inside control. He's in the arms. Now McGarity has a Russian tie. Trying to walk into Gratz. Pulls him forward, looking to come around for... Now he gets taken down and put to his back. Referee was able to get just one swipe. So Gratz should have the takedown. He didn't award the takedown. I mean,
I'd say he's in control.
He definitely gave at least a one swipe for back points. But now they're actually kind of in a neutral position as McGarity was able to turn a face in. The referee waved everything off and they remained neutral with no points.
I'm surprised there wasn't at least a takedown given there.
If I was the coach, I would certainly have been asking for one.
Yeah.
I mean, if you count, my opinion, if you counted the back points, I mean, this isn't college, so college has that danger rule.
Right, right.
But for him to count back points means that he had the takedown.
He had to have control.
Correct.
You can't have back points without control.
And he did swipe once.
In the other matches, Michael Johnson up 7-2 over Bryce Thomas. Fifth place match, third place match, 8-2 now. Bo Fennec up over Zachary Heck.
40 seconds remain in the third period, final period, and McGarity is stuck underneath in a front headlock. Now he comes up with a single leg on Gratz, trying to snatch him down to the mat. He does get one hand down, but wasn't able to secure the leg. Now reaches across for a double leg. He has a seatbelt in now. Gratz is trying to get a whizzer in. McGarity comes up to the head, and he does get the takedown now. So 11-0 with 15 seconds remaining.
In a seventh place match, time ticking down. Bennett Ferraro leading over Nick Savannah, 7-3.
That's your final, 11-0.
And while they finish the other matches, we'll step aside and bring you back with an update on who is placed where. You're listening to WJPA Radio and Greensports.net.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
And welcome back to Cannon McMillan. We're at 114 pounds. Championship bout, Nico Capusta out of Hempfield against Dylan Barrett out of Penn Trafford.
And while we were gone, Nico Capusta was really close to getting a takedown. He had a headlock in on Dylan Barrett, but Barrett was able to slip out and remain neutral for 0-0 score. Now Barrett comes in for a single leg shot, double leg shot, and he gets thrown by Capusta. No, they haven't had a takedown yet. He has him on his butt and in a cradle. That's a takedown. Now trying to get him out of. Over to his back, are close to going out of bounds. 1 foot in, they're out. No back points, 3-0. Good defense. Barrett had a nice shot, and Capusta was able to defend it with just a real nice throw by for a takedown. Right to a cradle.
Waiting for your seventh place match to finish, then we can update you at 107 pounds.
Barrett quickly comes up to his feet, and Capusta returns him. Now cuts him loose for a 3-1 score. Both wrestlers on their feet now. Go to a head tie in the center. Barrett's very aggressive on his feet. That's the second time that he's been very active on trying to get a shot, and Capusta was able to defend both of them. Now Capusta's back is to the edge of the apron, and Barrett's now trying to throw Capusta by as they go out of bounds.
Over in your third place match, there's no score between Zachary Franks of Connellsville and Titus Colangelo from Franklin Regional. In the fifth place match, Colton Klippa out of Norwood has a 9-0 lead already over Parker Jennings out of Trinity. And that is just now at the end of the first period. In the seventh place bout is Brady Rohaley of North Hills. Leif Serko of Ringgold, it's 3-0 Rohaley.
So first period's coming to an end with 2 seconds left, and Capusta is leading 3-1 as that period does end. Barrett won the choice, and he chose bottom. Barrett gets set on bottom.
And here's the way it looks at 107 pounds. Your seventh place finisher was Bennett Ferraro out of Pine Richland, a 7-5 winner over Nick Savannah of Butler area. Your fifth place winner was Michael Johnson out of West Allegheny, a major decision, 10-2 winner over Bryce Thomas of Moon. Your third place finisher was Bo Fennick of Franklin Regional, an 8-2 winner over Zach Rehack of Thomas Jefferson. And your champion, Nicholas McGarity, out of Peters Township, an 11-0 winner over Tommy Gretz of Connellsville.
So Barrett was able to get an escape, and then Capusta quickly shot in on a single leg and was able to get his head in between the legs and come out the back door for a takedown. He's now up 6-2 and riding heavy on Barrett. Both wrestlers are very active on their feet. Now Barrett comes to his feet, and cuts loose for one right on the edge of the mat. Both wrestlers out. Now it's 6-3 with 1 minute and 5 seconds remaining in the second period. Now Barrett's down low in his stance, hands on the mat. Capusta's running, circling to his left. Very low stance for both wrestlers. Now they come with an underhook. Capusta has an underhook. Working that overhook with underhook on the right side, over the armor on the left. Both wrestlers are ear to ear. Now reaches for a leg. Both wrestlers go out of bounds. 39 seconds remaining in the second period. Action starts again. We have 30 seconds remaining. Again, Barrett has a nice stance. He's very active, very low. Kind of like, I don't want to say cat-like, but he's quick to get in there. But Kapusta is very good at defending. Both wrestlers are very, very good at snapping ahead and having action off of that snap, moving their feet well. Now Barrett's in on a shot, single leg with 10 seconds remaining, and takes Kapusta down for a takedown. Now it's tied 6-6 with 5 seconds remaining in the second period. And that second period will come to a close with the score tied 6-6. Very nice shot.
In the other bouts, it was Titus Colangelo trailing Zachary Franks by a score of 2-1 in the third place match. Brady Rohaley of North Hills winning 4-1 over Leif Serko of Ringgold. And it was Parker Jennings of Trinity being defeated by technical foul 16-0.
Okay, Kapusta comes up to a quad pod stand. Barrett's lacing the leg, trying to get him forward. Now Kapusta kind of elevates him off for an escape to make it 7-6. So the score is 7-6 in the third period, minute 45 left. Now he takes a shot pretty far out, but as he comes up, tries that headlock again, trying to step over on Barrett. Doesn't have it too well, and Barrett's able to come out the back door for a takedown to go up 9-7.
Well, you have to wonder about the conditioning of Kapusta, because he comes in with a record of 9-0.
And he's moving pretty well. And he just did a hook the arm and did an elevator for a reversal. He elevated the leg over and got a reversal. And I think he should have had back points. Is he holding up back points? Yes. All right, so he has 2 back points. So reversal and 2. So makes his score 11-9.
That was a beautiful move. It really was. He elevated so high that Barrett had nothing to do but go to his back.
And they call stalemate with 1 minute remaining in the third period. Very active match. Now he may have blood for one of the wrestlers. Nope. Okay, Barrett set on bottom. Kapusta engaging, getting ready to be on top. Here we go. 1 minute remaining. Forward pressure, trying to lift the ankle. Drops to a single. Needs to do something with that. Doesn't want to get called for stalling this situation. Now Barrett's trying to switch. Comes around. Now he gets 2. Makes it 11-11. This is a high-scoring match, Sam, for a final.
Boy, it really is. I didn't expect this.
A lot of action. Now, as you said, Kapusta looks like he's reaching back a little bit. Looks like he's trying to neck wrench or something. Kapusta likes to go big. He likes big moves there. Again, he's trying to elevate over. He does step over. Doesn't have a reversal yet, but he does have legs, and that's 2. He likes those step over, reach back, throw you.
Well, he does. It's all the big moves.
Now potentially dangerous because the arm was stuck kind of in a precarious situation there, a little hyperextension on it. But he's up 13-11 with 18 seconds remaining. I'm going to tell you this is not the last of the scoring. There's going to be someone else score here.
It's not
in
over
18
yet.
Seconds.
I agree. That's for sure.
Now Barrett's up to quad pod quickly, trying to come up. Kapusta drops down. Now Barrett's out for 1. So now it's 13-12 with 10 seconds left, and Kapusta just got called for stalling as he is backing up. Now pressing forward, 4 seconds, 3 seconds remaining. Now has Barrett in the front headlock and is going to hang on to win 13-12.
Boy, what an unbelievable match.
Great match.
Nico Kapusta out of Hempfield, your champion at 114 pounds. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to WJPA and Greensports.net.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
And welcome back to Cannon McMillan High School. We are up to 121 pounds. Nick Savannah. And they have not brought him out yet. They're just now coming out on the mat.
Well, they were supposed to hold that last match for their awards.
Oh, I forgot about the awards.
Or, no, actually, the awards right now.
Right now.
And the one match did start, so they stopped it. And
that's right. So they're doing the awards.
For 107.
For 107, correct. So let's see if we can run down now. They have not put the results of the seventh place matchup, and I'm not sure why. But your fifth place finisher at 114 pounds was Colton Klippa out of Norwin, a Tech Fall winner over Parker Jennings at Trinity, 16-0. Your third place finisher is going to be Zachary Franks, a 2-1 winner over Titus Colangelo of Franklin Regional. And your champion was Nico Capusta, as he defeats Dylan Barrett 13-12. Capusta out of Hempfield, Barrett out of Penn Trafford. What a high-scoring final.
It was a great match. This one may be okay, too. I mean, I think both I know Nolan Rice is really good on top. He likes to ride legs. He's lanky. I got to see him the last few years. And Leo Joseph also is a leg rider, I believe. But they've seen each other numerous times throughout the season. They're in the same section, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe they are.
There's Joseph in on a single leg on Rice, trying to step over now, and Rice trying to elevate him over, trying to body lock, lifting him up, able to defend it for now, now trying to toss him again, needs to get his hips down. Now Joseph switched off to a double, locks his hands around Nolan, and Rice was able to elevate him out of bounds. So no score.
In the third place, or the fifth place match, Gianno Gardner of Cannon McMillan was taken down by Luke DeSantis and put right on his back.
And injured.
And now they're going to run injury time because the arm got pretty high on the...
He's got blood.
Oh, it's a blood time. Okay.
Yep.
And the score now is going to be 7-0 in favor of Penn Trafford's DeSantis over Cannon McMillan's Gardner.
Leo Joseph in deep on a single leg now. Nolan Rice is trying to defend it with a whizzer. Has his leg stuck in the middle. Now reaching back to try to do the sit back. Now trying to kick through. He has that whizzer in with the leg, trying to Jonesy. And the referee calls stalemate. Joseph was in there pretty deep and kind of locked up to where no one was improving. Back to the center they go.
On the other mats, in your third place match, Thomas Bencho, West Allegheny, leading 4-0 over Nate Caracciolo out of Hempfield. And in seventh place match, they're scoreless between Bethel Park's Pierce Reinhardt and Fox Chapel's Michael Warson.
So both wrestlers have had great shots in deep on singles. And, you know, this happens when you wrestle somebody numerous times over the course of a year and over your career or whatever. You kind of know what to expect, kind of know how to react. And, again, Joseph's in deep on a single, and Rice is draped over top, locking his leg for a shin whizzer. And should be another stalemate. And there it is, another stalemate. But you can't say they're not being active. So.
Oh, no. No, they definitely are.
Joseph reached for the head, and Rice was able to push away with a whizzer. Now the period comes to an end. First period ends, and Rice's choice, he defers. And Joseph chooses neutral. What's that tell you, Sam?
Yeah, he doesn't want to go underneath
that. He doesn't want to go down. Nolan Rice is very good on top. Now Rice takes a shot and just meets right into Joseph's chest. Was able to defend that off. Both wrestlers standing in the center, hand fighting. A lot of head tapping. Now Joseph takes a shot, and Rice catches him in a front headlock. Has his head tucked deep in the pocket, looking to come around. Keeps circling, trying to look for that right leg. He needs to push that arm down. If he gets that elbow, oh, that was a kind of a little quick stalemate. I kind of believe that was quick. I'd have let that go just a little longer.
Yeah, because they were moving.
Correct.
It wasn't like they were just sitting there.
All right, again.
7-1 now the score. DeSantis still leading over Gardner in that fifth place match.
Now both wrestlers went in deep on a shot, and Rice was able to get in on the leg, had the legs secure, and as he had the leg, he was winding his finger for injury time. He hit his head pretty hard. I mean, they did shoot at the same time. I think they did kind of bang heads, and I'm kind of curious if they put him on. Yep. The Connellsville coaches are asking for concussion protocol to begin. Yep. So it will not be injury time. It will be concussion protocol.
Okay, that's something new in the last few years. Explain that if you could.
It's unlimited.
Oh, so
the time is unlimited.
Okay, that's what I wanted.
I mean,
the big difference
because
was.
So it's not injury time because, you know, injury time is a minute and a half.
Right.
Well, actually, they have them 5 minutes, I guess. But, I mean, they don't mess around with the head injuries anymore.
Right, right.
So it's a totally different type of injury, injury time. There's no, the clock is not the same. So they want to make sure they have that right before they let the wrestler stand back up and continue.
Well,
and
that's probably a good move. Probably a good move.
And he's up. He's ready to go. You know what they said when we were young? You just got your bell rung.
Get back in there.
Yeah. You just got your bell rung. I can't even imagine how many concussions I have.
You know, I was talking to somebody about football players in high school, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago. How many concussions?
I think I have one now. Anyway, back in deep on a shot. To begin this break was Joseph. He's in deep, now switches off to a double. Locks those hands again. Let's see if Rice can elevate him over. I think he's going to score this time. He steps over and laces the leg, and he does get to take down for three. Rice needs to let go of that and bow out to his stomach. He's in a bad, there he goes. He could have been tilted up to his back.
I was going to say, there's a time you got to just get out of Dodge, and that was
it. I'm not sure the referee, like, he didn't hold the three up high.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that he notified it well enough to where Rice knew that he was that the takedown was awarded.
Yeah, might not have even known it.
So now, here we go. Joseph, like I said, he has a leg in. Now he switches off to a figure four on that leg. He does have that leg hooked. He's doing that ride that we've seen Penn State do very well lately.
Absolutely.
Okay, so he's riding that leg, and, man, referee is quick to call these stalemates.
Yeah, it's like I'm watching a college match. Because they don't let you lay around at all in a college match.
That's caution. A little quick start on Rice. Beat the whistle. Trying to beat the whistle because he doesn't want legs to be put in again. So now Joseph tried, and Rice was able to block that left leg coming in. Now he's up to his feet trying to peel the wrist off. Joseph's lifting, trying to return him. Now, that could be stalling, but some referees call this. He is making an attempt. He's been up, for 10 seconds? There's the stall call on Joseph. Now switch, coming around, trying to switch. Now he tries the headlock, hits the headlock, has him on his back, gave him two reversal. I believe they may talk about this. I'm not sure, because when they landed, Joseph came right back up, kind of on top.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're going to get that or
not. No reversal. No reversal. Again, so Ashton Primus, the assistant coach. Oh, no, that's Jesco. The assistant coach at Connellsville is asking the same thing that I just said in the last match. When he took him down in that headlock, that referee started counting back points.
Right.
And now they just waved everything completely off.
And I'm with you. How do you count if there wasn't control?
Correct. Well, so it's Rice's choice, and he doesn't want to. He's hesitant in going down, but he is choosing to go down. Coaches wanted him neutral, and he chose to go down because he wants to get that escape. He's got a hold now. That's a caution, second caution. So now he's going to have to hesitate, and it's going to give Joseph the advantage. And there he goes. He throws the legs in.
And it did. Right.
And he came up. Both came up to their feet. And Rice tried to throw backwards to get the leg off, and it was called potentially dangerous because they were on their feet with legs in. Now Rice back up. Now Joseph has the leg in. Rice catches the foot trying to – that's not potentially dangerous. They weren't all the way up off the mat.
No, that's an odd stoppage.
Rice was on all four in a quad pod, and Joseph is draping over the top to where Rice could have slipped him off. Now Joseph throws the boot in again. Now just across. Rice is able to catch it. So the thing is when you're holding it like that, it kind of just helps that guy. You need to push it down. Potentially dangerous again. I think Rice is more interested in inflicting a little pain more so than getting the escape.
We do have a final. Your seventh place finisher will be Pierce Reinhardt out of Bethel Park, as he is a 3-0 winner over Michael Warson of Fox Chapel. Yeah, we had a final in a third-place match, and I'll get that for you here shortly. Go ahead, Scott.
So, again, Rice was trying to come up, and Joseph threw the boot in again. So Rice caught it, though, and is holding it across his own waist, and that doesn't really defend it much. You have to push that foot away to create that separation. He's locking himself in by holding that leg, and now Joseph has him flat on the mat. There's 1 minute and 10 seconds remaining in the third period. Now, this could be called stalemate because all of his weight, Joseph's weight, is in the center of Rice's back, and very, very difficult to. First one should be stalemate, and then maybe stalling after that.
Well, yeah, because he's Joseph's in that parallel ride, and he's not moving out to the side to make any
work.
He's
right on the lower part of his back. Now Joseph is trying to call injury time for his knee that Rice was actually wrenching a little bit.
So they are going to come out and look at Leo Joseph. There's 54 seconds left in the match. 3-0, Joseph leading over Rice.
And this may help Rice a little bit. I mean, yeah, I think Joseph is looking for a little bit of miracle water, but
I think you're right.
However, Rice may be able to regroup here because he was getting a little antsy and a little irritated. But if he could block that leg from coming in one time on that left side and get the escape, we have a 3-1 match with a minute to go.
Well, the only problem is Rice has to watch. He's got two cautions for a false start.
Right.
So he can't anticipate the whistle.
And I'm sure his coach has just told him that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Again, and you see how slow he is off the whistle because he has to wait, which gives Joseph that opportunity to throw that leg in.
Yeah, I agree.
That was movement again there, it looked like, unless that sounds that far off up here. So Rice did come back up to his feet. Now he's Joseph returning the mat as Rice tried to roll out. Now, don't forget, Joseph has a stall call here. Now he reaches back. They're both to their feet, and Rice reaches back, tried to get a headlock. Now back up to his feet on a quad pod, trying to stay in, and Joseph looks like he's trying to pull him out.
Boy,
that
sure
could be
does.
Called. Yeah. I would be calling for stalling, too, if I was in a chair.
That was so obvious, I think I would have called that if I were an official.
Yes, I saw the bottom guy trying to get to the center, and the top guy was pulling him by the waist out of bounds. So, again, this is stalling when he comes to his feet and he throws that leg in as he's up. So now there's the stall. Now it's 3-1 and an escape, so it's 3-2. And backing off the mat, got to watch. All right, so it should be 3-2, correct?
Correct.
Stall call, second stall call, 1 point, escape, 3-2. And he called stalling again. That's another point. That should be 3-3.
This should be tied. This match should be tied.
Should be 3-3. It is 3-3 with 1 second left. Yep. I don't think Joseph realized that it was 3-2.
I don't think so either. And now the coach for...
That is 100% the right call.
For Greater Latrobe wants to talk about it, though.
That is the third stall call.
Yeah.
That is the third stall call, so that should be 2 points.
No, third stall call would be one. Third stall call would be one.
Correct. No. Yeah. I mean total. He hit him twice.
Yes. You are right.
He had a warning in the second period, and then a bang and a bang real quick here. It's 3-3.
Yep. Now they get the score correct. So it is 3-3 between Leo Joseph and Nolan Rice, and we've got 1 second to go in the third period. Well, now
they're right.
Official wants to come over just to make sure everybody's on the same page, get everything cleared up here. We're at 121 pounds, championship action. In a great final, Joseph and Rice tied at 3 apiece, 1 second to go.
Joseph doesn't remember that warning. He's trying to plead his case to the side judge. Now, listen. So you got to erase that from your mind.
Right.
You have a whole minute now to gather your thoughts and get a takedown.
Yeah, it might as well be 0-0
right now. Rice has all the... Oh, no, Joseph's in on a single leg snatch trying to score, and Rice has a boot in trying to get a Merkel, but he lost the leg. He is over the head. He needs to improve his hips. Joseph Masonik out the back door for a takedown. He's in the legs, but Rice is draped over the head, locked in there pretty tight, stretching him out. Joseph tried, if he circles around to the back way, he will score a takedown. However, Rice is hanging on for dear life. 30 seconds remaining. There's a takedown. No, not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet. That's a takedown.
There it is. So your winner by a score of 6-3 is going to be Leo Joseph out of Greater Latrobe. You're listening to the WPIAL Boys AAA Wrestling Championships on WJPA and greensports.net. We'll be back right after this.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Here we go. We're underway now. 127 pounds in your championship bout. Santino Sloboda out of Butler area and Dom Canale out of Trinity.
Now, these two I don't believe have met throughout the years in high school, but I know they wrestled. I was told they were wrestled as youngsters.
Oh, okay.
In youth. Sloboda is very good. He had a nice shot on a single leg, and Dom very sneakily. Now Sloboda has a Merkwin. He gave the takedown kind of quickly there, but I believe it. I mean,
actually, I
had a takedown and escape. He had him.
Yeah.
He had the Merkel in, stretched him out, got him to the mat, and Dom was able to instantly come out. But he landed, so the referee awarded 3-1, so it should be 3-1.
Well, if he's got that side headlock in,
correct,
and the other opponent's on all fours, that's a takedown.
Right, and he was down on his knees with it, too.
Right.
So, yeah. But I don't think they met in high school because, I mean, Sloboda was always smaller. He was a lightweight.
He was.
But now, Canale in good on a shot, now trying to come around like a switch situation from his feet, but Sloboda is able to switch off to a double leg and turn Canale down to his butt, and remaining in between those legs, gets a takedown, now up 6-1, where the referee stops it for potentially dangerous because Canale's knee was being bent sideways.
At 121 pounds, your seventh place finisher was Pierce Reinhardt out of Bethel Park. He decisioned Michael Warson of Fox Chapel 3-0 in sudden victory. Your fifth place finisher was Luke DeSantis out of Penn Trafford, a winner 15-4 over Gianno Gardner of Cannon McMillan. And your third place finisher, there he is. Third place finisher is Thomas Bencho out of West Allegheny as he wins 8-6 over Nate Caracciolo of Hempfield. And as you just heard, your champion at 121 pounds was Leo Joseph out of Greater Latrobe. Decision, Nolan Rice of Connellsville, 6-3 in sudden victory.
So again, these two, I know Dom, seen him often. He loves to ride legs on top, very strong on top. And as you see right now, Sloboda has crossbody ride with legs in also. So it's funny, though, that when you get to college, they know Pennsylvania for being very tough on top. And all of these first final matches have been hammers on top.
Oh, yeah.
They've been very, very good on top. Now Dominic's able to come up to his feet, trying to escape, working on the wrist. Sloboda's able to pick him up and return to the mat as they go out of bounds. So it's 6-1 with 7 seconds left. But again, like, Sloboda has very good pressure on top. I'm going to tell you what I like that he does. He's going to start on the right side, where most wrestlers start on the left, and he's going to switch over to the left for his breakdown, right to a claw on the left side.
In the third place,
Dom's coming up to his feet, almost out for an escape, but Sloboda was able to hang on to the legs for no points. So 6-1.
In the third place bout, it's Carter Putt out of Indiana, leading Evan Tolliver of Ringgold 5-4. In the fifth place match, it's Mikey Ruan out of Franklin Regional leading 3-0 over Evan Sala out of Mount Lebanon. In the seventh place bout, it is Daniel Smith 5-0 over John DeLuca of Kiski.
So there started the second period, and Sloboda just got his second caution. I mean, he's up 6-1, so we'll see if that comes into play. But again, here he is on the right side, and he switches over to that left side claw and right into the legs. Very good tactic because, he's in that crab right now on Dom. Don's trying to scoot away. He's holding that foot,
right,
just as we did with Rice's match. And you need to push that foot away.
Well, Sloboda comes in with a record of 37-0. Canale with a record of 36-4. Both extremely accomplished.
What's Sloboda's grade? What grade is he in? Now he's trying to turn Canale over.
Good question.
11th.
Okay.
He has those legs in, trying to turn Canale. 1 minute and 14 seconds remaining. He has kind of a scissor in. One late nut. Now they're locked. But he has a power half in, trying to crank Canale over. Now he comes up on top. No swipes yet. Now there are. There's the first two. He's going to get 4 points, if not more. It's pretty deep. Very deep. Very deep. Now Canale rolls all the way through, coming out on top. Should at least be able to get an escape here. But he does get one, but not after Sloboda got 4 points for back points.
Yeah, 10-2 now is the score, and that's a wide margin to come back from.
Got to go big.
Absolutely. Although Canale is tough on top.
Yep,
so.
Yep, and he just went in for a good shot, and 3 points for a takedown makes up a lot of ground. So hopefully he can score here. He's in deep, now trying to get his head underneath. Sloboda is crotch lifting him over, now trying to get Canale in a cradle. Has that leg laced again, trying to come around, hooking the arm. Canale's arm is stuck inside of there. The referee's not awarding a takedown yet, but that probably is a takedown. I mean, that is the takedown. So now it's 13-2 with 2 seconds remaining. So Canale has wrestled a very good match, taking shots. It's just Sloboda is that much better at defending,
right,
and coming out on top. And when he comes out on top, he comes out to score.
Absolutely. In the third place bout, it's now 8-5. Carter Putt out of Indiana over Evan Tolliver of Ringgold.
Dom's been in 2 or 3 times on very, very good shots. And Sloboda is just very good at defending. Wily. He's very wily.
Nice word.
Now Dom's trying to throw legs in himself. Now has double boots in, trying to stretch Sloboda out. Now he's got to work to turn him. He doesn't have time for Sloboda to lay there. Sloboda's fine just laying there killing some time, I'm sure. So Dom's got to be very aggressive. Referee calls stalemate. 1 minute and 33 seconds remaining in the match. Canale decides to let him go neutral, give him the instant 1 point. So back on their feet they go. So it's 15-2. Before action begins in a third. So now it starts neutral. 14-2, sorry. Dom takes a real far shot. Canale takes a far shot, desperate shot. Calling Canale for a headbutt, maybe?
I didn't see.
I think he may have called him for a headbutt. Did call an illegal move, unsportsmanlike. Now Sloboda takes a shot as Canale tries to come around, trying to sneak around, trying to get his leg in, but Sloboda's in under that leg again. He has his head underneath, trying to come out through. Canale's trying to hang on and not give up the takedown here. If he gets up the takedown, that'll be the match. Canale is locked in a crotch, trying to roll Sloboda through. Sloboda's coming out the back door, now trying to turn on top, and he does give up the takedown. Makes it 18-2, and that's the final.
So Sloboda, your champion out of Butler area, as he defeats Canale out of Trinity. Once again, we're going to step aside. We'll be back for the next 133-pound championship bout right after this.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
And here we go, 133-pounders on the mat. Nico Fanella out of Indiana against Luke Willischel out of Greater Latrobe.
Now, I'm going to tell you again, I'm going to fair warn you, you're going to see legs in this match too.
Doesn't surprise me.
I know Willischel rides legs. I don't think we're going to see as much action, but it's still two very good wrestlers here. Willischel will look to probably slow it down a little bit. Fanella's a scorer. As he was able, what was the score he and Hartman?
I can let you know.
I was watching it earlier, and I think it was like 11-2 at one time. And both wrestlers are tied up ear to ear, now separate. Now Willichar tries a low single and misses the foot, had it for an instant, and then Fanella was able to pull it through. Now back to the collar tie.
It was a tech fall for Fanella.
Yeah. Now Finella's in deep on a shot, coming out the back door, has his head inside, laces the leg, trying to push the other leg off, needs to push that knee. If he pushes that knee, he should be able to pop his head. Willichel is locked in a crotch, trying to hang on. Now Finella's coming up the back door, trying to turn into Willichel. But again, when you have a leg rider, they're able to cling on to wrestlers a lot better than most others. Now, Willichel is trying to... He needs to get height here, and he may be okay, but Finella's coming up now. Now he has both arms under. It should be a takedown. Close to takedown, but Willichel steps over and tries a little neck wrench there. Now to come out to where both wrestlers are neutral, no point scored.
That was just some great movement by both
good
wrestlers.
Good scrambling. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the third place bout, it's Collier Hartman out of Cannon McMillan up 1-0 over Kale Yannick of Moon.
So back to the centers, standing there. That was a good flurry and no points scored. Again, Willichel was able to fight that off. And that's the end of the first period. 0-0. Willichel chooses bottom. He won the toss, chose bottom. Both wrestlers set. And Fanella throws legs in as Willichel comes up to his feet. Willichel tries to Granby out from his feet and does come up on top. Looks like he's going to get a reversal and does to make the score 2-0 very early in the second period. So now Willichel will be very, very comfortable sitting on his butt, throwing legs in and coming up on top, cross body ride. So he's going to look to slow Fanella down here. And he does. He switches to the other side, starts on the left, swings over to the right side. Both arms under. Finella's trying to keep hold of his wrist. Now Willichel comes over the top of the head for a side headlock. Now has a very, very tight waist on. Long arms, able to reach. He has a tight waist and a claw. That knee pressure is in front with that claw keeping that pressure forward. Now Finella's able to come to his feet. Is right on the edge of the mat. Tries to switch. Is able to get out. No, they didn't give him one. Did they give him one? Should be one. Didn't give one. I would give one.
Well, I think they're going to talk about it now.
And they gave him one. Good call. All right, back to the center they go. 1 minute and 10 seconds remaining in the second period. Luke Willichow is leading 2-1. So again, Fanello is in and out, tapping the head, trying to get an angle. Willichow reaches for the head. Fanello is keeping that inside control. Now Willichow reaches for a single, and Fanello was able to fight that off. Fanello's trying to get a shot, but Willichow is so long and able to keep him at distance. He's keeping him at least arm's length away and keeping it tough for him to get in deep. Now he tried to throw by and dove in on the legs and missed it, and Fanella was able to throw it by and come up on top for a takedown to go up 4-2 with 30 seconds remaining in the period. Very, very careless shot.
I was going to say, that was some odd movement.
Yeah,
I mean, it really wasn't necessary.
Wasn't necessary.
Careless, good word. In the third place match, Collier Hartman is now up 4-0 in the third period.
Willichow tried to Granby, and Fanella was able to fight it off. 5 seconds remaining, it's 4-2. Willichow's up to his feet, trying to come out at the end of the period and not able to, so it remains 4-2 at the end of the second.
In other action, Chase Smith out of Franklin Regional is leading A.J. Snatchco of West Allegheny. That's in the fifth place match. And Gus Stediford of North Allegheny up 12-4 over Jake Lilly of Connellsville in the seventh place match.
So Fanella chooses bottom to start the third period. So now, unless Willichow, he cuts him loose. So Fanella tried a nice little sit out, and Willichow just let him go because he realized, I can't ride legs and just hang on here.
Right.
Going to have to score from my feet. And that 3-point takedown makes a big difference. So he cut him loose. And then right away, Willichow's in on a shot. Coming through the middle, coming out the back door, trying to get his head off the leg and try to lace that leg. Now reaching over the waist. He's going to try to step over that leg, trying to turn him, and Fanella's on his back. There's a takedown. So now it's 5-5. 1 minute and 20 seconds remaining. Now, Willichow, you're going to ride him or you're going to cut him? What do you think, Sam?
I think he's got to cut him. He may try to ride him for 15, 20 seconds and then try to cut him.
You don't want to give up. You don't want to give up at escape with 25 seconds left in the match.
Oh, no. No, I agree.
But Willichow is very good on top, so he does have legs, and he's trying to crotch lift right now on Fanella. He's actually not in a very good position. He kind of pulled Fanella on top of him. He needs to scoot his hips back. It looks like Fanella's going to come around from Noah. Willichow just elevates right all the way over and comes up with a Turk. Now Fanella's on his hip. He's not afraid. Now he gave up a reversal. All right, so now it's 7-5. And again, with a 3-point takedown, totally different scenario, because if he comes up with one, it's going to be 7-6. So again, I probably would have just cut him like a minute remaining in the match.
Plenty of time to work that way.
Because you're wrestling somebody very good, and chances are they may get out.
Right.
And he did. One was better than two there, though. So now Willichow's trying to elevate it, reaches back. Now trying to come out the back himself. Up to his feet he goes. Fanella's a little high, but he put Willichow on his back. Now Willichow's trying to come out like a Peterson. Now up to his feet. Needs to work at grip. Fanella's able to return him down. Has a real nice ride. He's keeping his knee in the center very nicely. Very tight ride. 15 seconds remaining. He's actually trying to tilt Willichow. 10 seconds remaining. 7-5. Fanella has that cross wrist really tight, hanging on. Willichow tries one last desperate roll for no avail. Final score, 7-5. Nico Fanella.
And we'll step aside again. We'll be back right after this.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations. Go Indians, go! Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support West Allegheny Wrestling. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
And welcome back to Cannon McMillan High School. We are now up to 139 pounds. Out on the mat in the championship bout, Kai Vielma out of Connellsville against Dominic Ferraro out of Pine Richland.
So we have a sophomore from Connellsville and a senior from Pine Richland. And Vielma is not going to back down from a senior. He's very aggressive.
Absolutely.
He likes to wrestle from distance. As you can see, look, they're almost complete apart as far as the circle is, but he can take a shot from distance and score. Again, this is going to be the set. Is this the seventh match? Sixth match? And you're going to see very, very good wrestling on top again.
And we must have had a forfeit in the fifth place match. I'll have to check on that. In the third place match, TJ Allison of Trinity is wrestling Owen Campbell of Plum. And in the seventh place match, it's Aiden Stout of Bethel Park, Nathan Klingensmith of Norwin.
So both wrestlers in the center mat at distance, arms length apart. Vielma likes to keep him back away. He'll have his arms stretched out to make sure that they're at least arms length away. But he can reach. He's tall and lanky, and he can reach you from that distance.
And it looks like we're going to have blood time here.
Yeah, Vielma got popped in the nose.
Yeah,
well, we can talk about
going to be your
TJ Allison over here.
Well, we're going to be your fifth place finisher is Talon Mazenko out of South Fayette, a winner by forfeit over Dayton Soto of Bell Vernon.
So TJ Allison over for third and fourth. First period was 0-0. Allison chose down and was able to get a quick escape. And who's he wrestling? Campbell. Campbell from Plum was in on a shot and basically just a stalemate. Allison was able to body lock him to get a freeze there. So now Campbell back in on a shot on Allison. Allison has that shin whizzer again. Now Campbell reaches back and has his back leg. So Allison's kind of tied up here, but he is on top with a whizzer, but stuck for a stalemate.
So and I think that might be what he was looking for.
Yeah, absolutely, because he was in a bad situation there. So both wrestlers to the feet. Allison comes with an underhook. In hard with an underhook, now pushing Campbell around a little bit. We're kind of backed off the mat, but it was more so of Allison being very aggressive and shoving him off the mat with his head and his power. So now moving side to side, Allison reached for a head tap. Now Campbell takes a shot, again in on Allison's leg. He has a whizzer, shin whizzer again. Now looking to come through. He may want to roll this through, but I don't know. See how he leaves that trail leg? Real far. Now you got. That's what you have to do. You have to kick it over.
Yeah, you have to use that trail leg for your momentum.
You correct.
Gotta try
you have to
flop
kick
it over the top.
If you leave it hang there, then he's going to
yep.
grab it, which
yep.
is what they did for a stalemate. All right, so 40 seconds remaining in the second period. Now Allison down to one knee, trying to defend Campbell's shots. That's his second time that Campbell was able to get in, so TJ elected to go down to a knee. Now, TJ Allison has Campbell in a front headlock, looking to smack him down the mat. Now swings around to a single leg. Has a single leg up. Now reach for the other leg. Look for a takedown. That should be a takedown. There it is for three. Now Allison's up 4-0 with 10 seconds remaining in the second period. Right on the edge of the mat. Both knees are in, so needs to stay there and relax a little bit here for 3-2. And that'll end the second period with TJ Allison leading 4-0.
Well, in a championship match, I'm going to say Vielma has a bloody nose often. because he got a bloody nose the first time.
And they wrapped it up.
They wrapped his nose.
So something ruptured earlier,
yeah.
And it's not going to stop. So now, Farrar was in on a shot, and again, Vilma was quickly to defend it, sprawled back, and as he sprawled, he instantly shot and got in on a double on Farrar, and he's about to come around for a takedown. He has him locked around the waist, climbing up, has Farrar on his butt, tilted back, tilted up a little bit. There's the takedown. So 3-0 with 10 seconds remaining. Now Vilma needs to move up. It's going to be very difficult to breathe, though. They have his completely covered. Now, Farrar was able to kick over with a front roll, basically, to get one escape. But he's still, Vilma's still on a leg where this referee's saying that they were separated long enough to get the 1 point. So 3-1.
I think they were.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were. They were completely separated.
I believe he was out and shot in.
Yep. I agree. I agree.
I mean, I don't think Vilma had the leg until Ferraro lunged back into him.
I think Vilma's lucky he didn't get stuck on his back.
Yeah, correct.
Because it was close.
Yeah, I thought he was going to give him two.
Yeah, so did I.
All right, so second period. Kai Vilma's leading 3-1, chooses down. Ferraro on top, tries to chop. Vilma quickly to his feet, returned back down by Ferraro. Now back up, it's Ferraro trying to remove the half spiral ride. Now Farrar drops to a single leg. Vilma's trying to kick out. As they do, they go out of bounds.
Over in the third place match, TJ Allison out of Trinity up 4-1 now over Owen Campbell with about 45 seconds remaining in the match.
So Vilma, both wrestlers back to the center. Vilma set. Farrar on now, back to his feet, trying to come up. Is able to come up, and Farrar throws in a leg, drops down to a single leg. He gets down to that single and instantly brings it up. Now reaches for the head, which is not recommended, Sam.
Right.
Your one arm is not as strong as his one leg. I tell guys all the time. And as soon as you take that hand off, that both hands off that leg, they're out.
Isn't it funny how that sounds like common sense?
But he's able to get an escape, but Farrar is able to come right back into him and throw him by. Now trying to come around for a takedown. If Farrar throws legs in, he should be able to score here, and he does, but he's very high. So it's 4-4, but Vilma's in a good situation here if he gets elevated up to where he can pull Farrar down. He does point down to his back, and he got a reversal. Now he's getting back points, and he looks very close to the fall. So he's got four at least. There are the 4 points, so now it's 10-4.
Wow, that was really close.
A lot of moving. Look, had to be very close. I think now Vilma quickly puts him in a cradle. Telling you right now, these Connellsville guys, you got to watch that cradle. The cradle master is sitting in their corner. Ashton Bremer.
Yes,
and there's Vilma gets the fall.
So the time of the fall is going to be 3 minutes and 20 seconds in favor of Kai Vilma, your champion, at 139 pounds as he defeats Dominic Ferraro of Pine Ridge.
When they put a cradle in, it is tight.
It's done.
They know how to hit him.
Yep. We are going to step aside, and we will return right after this. You're listening to 1450 AM WJPA and greensports.net.
I'm Evan Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. You can't turn on the TV or scroll through social media without being bombarded by insurance commercials. They're everywhere, even on the radio. Low rates, big savings. We'll insure your pet iguana. Okay, maybe not the iguana. Sadly, many times you're not saving money. You're just getting your coverage slashed. By the time there's a claim, it's too late to see you've been duped. At Chambers Insurance, our goal is to improve your coverage and get you savings. We're local, family-owned, and we'll work with you to find the right coverage. Chambers Insurance, since 1953.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Well, we're getting ready for 145 pounds. Ramil Islamov out of Baldwin against Case Chop in the championship bout. In the third place bout, it's Ethan Higgins out of Bethel Park, Max Firestein out of Franklin Regional, and in the fifth place match, Mason Calgaro of Cannon Mac, Liam Hine of Mars. Then in the seventh place match, we have Tuscan Blystone of Indiana, Devin Junko of Trinity.
So quickly into the first period, Chop was able to get a single leg, got the leg high, and able to trip Islamov to a get the takedown.
Other way
actually,
around.
Actually, I have had around. Yeah. Yeah. Islamov has the takedown. Actually, Chop's able to come out now for an escape, make it 3-1. Now, as I was saying in that last match, well, we'll talk about this because Islamov's in on a shot again. Now, Chop elevates him over, trying to kick him over. Now, Chop's down low on a single. As Chop tries to kick him off, you literally kick using his foot to kick off the single. But Islamov's able to come out on top and get the takedown to go up 6-1 now.
We watched Islamov in the section. He is quick as a cat on his feet.
Islamov. And he's very comfortable on his feet because he's cutting Chop now to give him a free escape to make it 6-2. He's comfortable to be on his feet and wrestle for the takedown as he is. He's in deep again on a single, trying to cut across to a double leg. He has Chop on his butt. There's the takedown. Now it's 9-2. He has plenty of time where he could probably get another one. I like, well, he's trying to tilt Chop. Does get a one count, has him on his back. Getting back points now, 3 or 4?
I think 4.
Hasn't broke the grip yet. Now he has 4, so it's 13-2. Still with 35 seconds left in this match, or period. First period. So very good on top. Again.
I think Islamov wants to go to dinner. He's in a hurry. Let's get done and go eat.
Well, you got to get a picture. And
that's true. That's true.
So he's riding tough on top, trying to tilt him up again as he takes him out of bounds. Not sure why they. I mean, 1 foot was in, and he had him on his back.
Yeah, okay, that rule hasn't been clarified with high school officials.
It's new.
Yeah.
All right. So 13-2, 14 seconds remaining.
Scoreless over on the other mat for the fifth place match between Calgaro of Canamac and Hine of Mars.
Chop tries to come up to a quad pod and then tries to switch in an elevator, unable to score. As he gets broken back down, as the first period comes to an end, as he's trailing 13-2.
In the seventh place match, Devin Junko tied at 5 apiece with Tuscan Blystone. Junko out of Trinity, Blystone out of Indiana.
Islamov throws bottom to start the second period. Now up to his feet he goes. Chop looks like he doesn't have a strong grip on him. May have to cut him loose here. Drop to a single. He's going to cut him. So it's 14-2 very early in the second period. So he's up 12. That three-point takedown, man, that creates such a decisive gap if you can get a couple.
It is big.
I talked about this with a couple guys. Man, if we'd had that a couple years ago. In on a shot again is Islamov trying to score. He has a single leg up, but it's right on the edge. He clubs him. Plus Chop down, now picks him up, slams him down to the mat for a takedown, makes it 17-2, and that's the final. Quickly, very quick tech fall.
Ramil Islamov out of Baldwin is your winner by tech fall 17-2 over Case Chop of Butler area.
So my goal when we were coaching, I wanted the wrestlers to be up. If you're going to take a guy down, let him up. I want you up 6-2 at the end of the first.
Right.
Okay. That would be totally different now. Totally different.
You know, it definitely changed the strategies and everything.
It would no longer be 6-2. It would be 9-2. And that's right. A huge difference.
Yep.
In fact, that probably would have won another team title if that was the case.
You might have. You might have.
One where we tied Canamac.
Oh, I remember that when I was there. Yep. I was there. What I'm doing is I have this beautiful chart made of all the Washington County and Greene County wrestlers, and now I'm just putting in where they finished so I can do a recap at the end of who's moving on and what place they took.
I thought that was your Super Bowl board.
No, I would have lost that one. So
while you're doing that, I'll talk about Calgaro. It's 4-1.
Please do.
To end the second period, and Calgaro is actually leading 4-1.
At 139 pounds. Please report to the award stand.
wanted to look another one up here while you're watching Calgary.
He's wrestling Leon Hine, right?
Yes.
So a little too quick for Calgary. Tries a quick breakdown, but beat the referee, so he got a caution. So he's up 4-1 to begin the third. Hine chose bottom. For some of you who don't remember, Calgary's brother Gino was a very good, exceptional wrestler for Canamac a few years ago.
Hey, enjoyed watching him. He was always excited.
And it wasn't his favorite sport, Sam, I'm going to tell you that.
Oh, wasn't it really?
No, he's big-time football.
Oh,
but he
okay.
was good. Could have been. So Calgary just, Hine came up to his feet. Calgary dropped down to a single as they hopped out of bounds. But, no, you kind of wonder, man, if he would have devoted as much as he, I know he's playing football in college. He was very good at wrestling.
That's incredible.
All right, so Hine up to his feet. Calgary drops to a single, has him back up as Hine tries to sneak around, trying to scoot around for a switch, comes around with a leg lace, very close to getting a reversal. 1 minute and 30, so there is the reversal. So now it's 4-3. But Calgary's in a good position here. But Hine cuts him now, so 5-3. Smart move by Hine. Again, Calgary's in on that low single, and this is exactly what Hine did the last time. His head's on the inside on the single, and all Hine's doing is cracking him down and trying to scoot around and lace the leg.
Right.
And he's very close to getting another takedown because of that. Calgary needs to get height, get his head up through the gap here. Fortunately, he was able to get a stalemate. He's got to watch shooting that single with his head on the inside.
Well, long, lanky guys would take that position and lock up a leg cradle.
Absolutely. Right. Long, lanky guys have leverage that you can't teach.
Right.
Now, Calgary in on a single again, head on the inside, stuck inside there. But Hine's not in a bad situation here. He's not worried too much. So, Hine, now Calgary is able to set him on his hip here, trying to buy. It looks like Calgary is trying to just get through the match. He's got to work the score here because Hine's pretty good with that crackdown. Now, Hine just kicked his leg over, trying to come out behind, and Calgary is able to stay down on the low on the leg to get a stalemate. If I'm Calgary, that's what I would do. I would kind of wait and set for a front headlock. However, he comes back up. Hine gets a single as Calgary's hopping out of bounds. Referee didn't call him out of bounds, though, but now they are.
That could have been fleeing
the mat. Right.
It
looked like he hopped directly to the mat. Now, 18 seconds. He just needs to hold position here, stay in a stance, good stance, catch him when he comes in a front headlock. You can afford to get a stall call here. 10 seconds left. There's a stall call. There's a warning. Circle in. Out of bounds with 8 seconds to go, leading 5-3. So he has a point to give. So he should be good. Just don't get too overly aggressive here. Circle to the center. Both wrestlers on their feet. 3 seconds, two. Very good. Smart. Calgary wins 5-3.
Ladies and gentlemen, right here.
So we're going to step aside. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to WJPA and greensports.net.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, frill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Back to Cannon McMillan High School. It's the finals again. I keep grabbing the wrong mouse. I got too many mics out here today. Maddox Shaw of Thomas Jefferson against Evan Petrovich of Connellsville in your championship bout.
Petrovich in deep on Shaw for a single right now, right on the edge of the mat. Shaw trying to kick out. So he's keeping it bay. He doesn't get a trip and doesn't. Shaw's able to defend it. He bounced down and instantly back up. Nah, that's not stalling. He was just defending. So 0-0 as they go out of bounds. 1 minute and 36 seconds remaining in the first period. Very good shot for Petrovich. Close to getting a takedown. Two very skilled wrestlers on their feet here. Maddox Shaw, state champ. reigning state champ, Maddox Shaw?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. He's headed to Ohio State, isn't he? Is that where he's going?
I'm not sure.
I say that now. I'm not 100% sure either.
Petrovich in on an inside claw tie. Inside tie on a collar. Now able to come up is Shaw into a seatbelt situation as Petrovich had a wizard and able to turn him out of bounds.
In the third place match, it's Darius McMillan out of Peters Township against Luke Dunlap out of South Fayette, and they are scoreless as the first period comes to an end.
Collins was looking very aggressive today. Petrovich is being the active one here. Now Shaw takes a shot from distance, unable to get to the legs. Petrovich, oh my. Petrovich just absolutely blasted him with a double, but his forehead went right into the face of Shaw, and Shaw's down on the mat. Yep.
Wow.
They both squatted down. Petrovich fired a shot off and right into the face. Again.
That's like two Rams trying to fight. And those heads, man, somebody's got to give. When the two heads hit, unfortunately, one of them takes the worst part.
So they put him on injury time.
Yeah. Well, he might need a few minutes to clear the cobwebs out. Still scoreless between Darius McMillan and Luke Dunlap in the third place bout. In the fifth place bout, it's Griffin Reed out of North Allegheny. 4-1 over Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon. And in the seventh place bout, Cole Doppelhauer out of Belle Vernon is leading 3-0 over Jack White of Norwin.
Yeah, Shaw is committed to Ohio State.
Okay.
So Petrovich, very low stance, very aggressive in the first minute of this match. Now, it looks like Shaw says, okay, this is enough. I'm going to start coming now because they're tied up. Now Petrovich has his back towards the apron. Shaw's now their pursuer. Very active feet, both wrestlers. Shaw reaches for a collar tie. Both wrestlers forehead to forehead as they lock fingers, you know. Get yelled for that all the time.
Yeah.
Let the fingers go. Fake shot by Shaw. 10 seconds remaining in the first period. Very good period for Petrovich. Even though there's no point scored, he's indicating that he's not backing down
right
from the reigning state champ. And again, you're talking about another wrestler that cradles. Very good on top. Very long, lanky. He chooses bottom. Petrovich's choice chooses bottom to start the second period.
Hey, just to let you know, at 145 pounds, Devin Junko of Trinity was a winner by fall in 244 over Tuscan Blystone of Indiana. That'll make him your seventh-place finisher. Your sixth-place finisher was Mason Calguero, a winner by score 5-3 over Liam Hine of Mars. Of course, Calguero out of Cannon McMillan. Your third-place finisher, Ethan Higgins out of Bethel Park, was a winner 4-1 over Max Feierstein of Franklin Regional. Your third player, your champion, as we just said, Ramil Islamov out of Baldwin, technical fall winner over Case Chop of Butler area.
Okay, so Petrovich tried to come to his feet quickly and beat the whistle, got called for caution, which means on a restart he had to hesitate, which
right.
We've seen before, actually from a Connellsville wrestler. And so he hesitated, and now Shaw was able to stop his first move, breaking down, has a leg lace, now trying for a cradle with Shaw, as Petrovich may take that arm over his head and come out the back. But no, Shaw's staying tight, has the cradle locked up. Does he have the head? Nope.
No.
Now he has the head, but he doesn't have the lock. Petrovich needs to take that, both hands on that grip and take it over his head. But he does, Shaw does have his leg laced and stuck in there, trying to keep him locked into a cradle as Petrovich goes to the edge to get a stalemate. So we have 1 minute and 3 seconds remaining. 0-0 is the score in the second period.
In the third place match, Darius McMillan out of Peters Township trailing now 6-3 to Luke Dunlap of South Fayette.
Petrovich was able to come to his feet quick this time. Shaw returns him back down right to Petrovich's rear and come up on top with that leg lace. Has Petrovich flat on the mat now. Now Petrovich is able to come up to his base, trying to take that arm of Shaw's over his head, circling back into him. So Maddox Shaw's doing, I mean, just a basic leg lace that we use in youth. But he's blocking. You see how he's blocking with his left knee to keep him able to circle.
Right.
Very tight ride. Looks like he's high and hanging up over, but he's in good position here because his weight's forward, and Petrovic is filling all that weight. Good forward pressure, we call that. Now, Maddox Shaw is trying to get a cross-face cradle as he has that leg lace circling towards the head. So as he circles towards the head, all that weight's coming forward still. Petrovic still down on the mat, can't get his head off the mat. 5 seconds remaining in the second period. Really good ride for Shaw. Good period.
There's an awful lot of action in that period for no score,
yep,
though.
Yep.
Crazy.
Somebody may have blood on him again. Yep. Nope. It'll happen.
Darius McMillan over here now has tied the match 6-6 with Dunlap. And now we're going to have back points for McMillan. So McMillan up 9-6 with 14 seconds to go in the match.
Shaw takes the bottom position as Petrovic chooses to cut him. That's kind of odd. I mean, you're talking about a very good cradle rider thinking probably that I can't hold him for the whole period.
He must have. Yeah, that was odd. Your winner is going to be Darius McMillan out of Peters Township, 9-7 over Luke Dunlap of South Fayette. So McMillan will be your third place finisher at 152 pounds.
So they're on their feet, 1-0, Maddox Charlene, and Petrovic is being very aggressive with a head tie, or head slaps, I should say, being warned about hands to the face. But he's being very aggressive, a lot of movement. He knew he's going to need a takedown to win this match.
Absolutely.
So if you're wrestling somebody like Maddox Shaw, this is what you want to do. You want to keep yourself in that match at the end for that right. One takedown. So he's losing 1-0 with a minute 20 remaining. Now in on a shot, misses the leg is Petrovic as Shaw gets him into a front headlock, has him down on his one knee. Now Shaw has his head tucked in a pocket there, trying to maybe come around. But they square up. Now he reaches around for the leg, trying to circle as they come up to their feet. So I wouldn't say that it's desperation time yet. I wouldn't force anything here. I mean,
I wouldn't either.
He's going to need a good shot, and you don't want it to come too early.
Right.
So just stay aggressive, stay good hand fight, and get a good shot. So 45 seconds. Now we start going. Now he's got to step it up. So Shaw now backs to the center of the mat, standing dead center. Petrovic comes in. Now their hands are tied up. Now Petrovic grabs his wrist. Good stance for Shaw, trying to defend. Now Petrovic reaches for a single, but Shaw's able to block that off as they're locked ear to ear. They come up to their feet. 24 seconds remaining, still 1-0. Now Petrovic has an underhook, trying to swing around to the single, but man, Shaw has just great positioning. You just cannot get to his leg. He's able to back away and not make it look like he's backing away.
No, you're
he's
right.
He's circling, and as he circles, he comes forward with pressure. And as you take a shot, he gets you in a front headlock, and that ends the period, 1-0. Good match.
That was a great match, but I got to tell you, Shaw comes in with a record of 26-1. I wonder who his loss is to.
Well, I'm sure you mention it. Somebody's going to tell me.
I hope they do. And we're going to step aside one more time. You're listening to High School Wrestling on WJPA and greensports.net.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt.
The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Here we go, 160-pounders on the mat. Your championship bout will be top seed Lonzie Vielma out of Connellsville against the second seed Braden White out of Thomas Jefferson. We also have in the third place match Brock Evans of Waynesburg against Rook Smith of Montour. In the fifth place match, Christian Lowther out of Ringgold, Logan Matrish out of Penn Trafford. In the seventh place bout, Liam Costa of Moon Area against Ethan Cartwright of Franklin Regional.
So I'm not sure what tournament it was, but he lost to a gentleman from Brook Point, Virginia, in tiebreaker, and then forfeited the next match. So that's when he got hurt, probably. He didn't wrestle Powerade, remember?
Yeah,
he was out of Powerade. All right, so we have Lonzie Vielma now wrestling Braden White from TJ. 0-0, 1:15 remaining in the first period. Now, Lonzie's a little sly guy. He likes to slick you a good bit here. So he has a collar tie on. He's trying to snap White down. White comes up to his feet. Still has that collar tie. Both wrestlers tied onto the head, forehead to forehead. Lonzie Vielma tries to snap him down. 1 minute remaining in the first period. Standing on their feet. Reaching for a wrist. Now Vielma has a wrist. Circles out of it. Both wrestlers separate, get distance. Brock Evans over for third, just got an escape to go up 1-0. 30 seconds remaining in the championship bout. Vielma reaches with his left hand now. A lot of movement for White. Gets Vielma to snap down to his knees, but Vielma comes straight back up to his feet. Now has that outside collar tie, trying to snap White down. Both wrestlers tied, staying there strong. 15 seconds remaining. Vielma likes to taunt you, reach with that left hand to set his move up. Okay, tap, 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 and then he's going to swing. So there's 5 seconds. Now he gets him under. White has that White under, trying that hard sit around, trying to get go behind, but time runs out. So we have 0-0 to end that first period.
In the third place bout, Brock Evans of Waynesburg leading 1-0 over Rook Smith. And that is in the second period.
Yeah, Brock Evans was able to get a quick escape and nothing scored there, but now he's in trouble here. Now he does his own crackdown to try to come around for a takedown. Now Vioma's down on the mat to start the second period, does a quick. He likes to switch here. He'll always try a switch. He's pretty quick with it. He tried to switch, came up right up to his feet now. Now he has a wizard on White, and White's able to bring him back down to return to the mat as they go out of bounds. 1:45 remaining in the second period.
And Brock Evans will get a takedown here. He'll go up 4-0 over Rook Smith.
Vielma up to his feet, now standing, trying to kick his leg free. White returns him as Vielma tries to switch. Right back up to his feet again as Vielma back down. White brings him, and quick. Now he switches around, has that leg, at least getting an escape. If not a reversal, should have been a reversal. They give him 1 point as they went out. Didn't have complete control.
Yeah, I don't really have a problem with that call because he didn't have complete control.
Right, he didn't secure him down to the mat until they were out.
Yeah, at least give him the escape, though.
Well, so here's the thing about that, though. If we're standing on our feet and I reverse you behind, it's a takedown. I don't have to take you to the mat. So, but anyway,
right?
White's going to turn it into a takedown as he says, you can have the escape. I'll take three. So he took Lonzie Vielma down with 1:10 remaining in the second period. So Vielma will go back down, trailing 3-1. Quickly to his feet. Now he tries that switch as White switches over to that side, which is exactly how you defend that. Now Vielma cuts away, trying to get an escape here, blocking the shoulders of White. Cuts away for 1 point. Now it's 3-2. Both wrestlers to the center, starting neutral, 1 minute remaining, 3-2 to score in the second period. lot of action again. These finals are actually very, very entertaining.
They have been really good, every one.
Hard return for Brock Evans to his opponent, brought him down, still leading 4-0 in the third period with 45 seconds remaining. Now Vilma and White are in the center, still on their feet, neutral, 25 seconds now remaining in the second period. Fake shot for White. Had Vilma drop to his knees, but he instantly comes back up, reaching for that head with that left hand again. Now White's in on a shot on Vilma. Vilma defends it with a whizzer, puts his foot in between. Now crunches White down underneath, looking to sprawl, get his hips back. 5 seconds remaining. Now they come back up to their feet. No one's getting the takedown to end the second period.
Time's going to tick down in the third place match, and your winner is going to be Brock Evans by decision 4-1 as he defeats Rook Smith of Montour.
Starts the second period. White chose neutral.
Of course.
So we're 4-2 to begin third and final period. Neutral. Vilma in on a shot on the edge of the mat, trying to suck White in, keeping 1 foot in, trying to pull White back in, and White has a whizzer, actually a shin whizzer, trying to keep it in. Vilma lost a foot. They both kick out. No points. So 4-2 with 1 minute and 35 seconds remaining in the third period. That was the best shot that Vilma had for a takedown. So White has a lot of movement, a lot of head fakes, a lot of in and out. Likes that collar tie. See how it gets Vilma down off his stance. Now Vilma comes in, but his arm's hooked with the up air high. He needs to get that elbow down to slide down to a single. He has a single leg up with one arm now. He limp arms out. Needs to get White down to the mat. Does, but they slide out. No points. Knee was up. Needed to drag that foot. So we have 1 minute remaining, and it's 4-2. 1 minute in the match. So White has a lot of movement, a lot of head movement, a lot of fakes in and out. Keeps you guessing. But Vilma staying strong in front of him. Now snaps White down, trying to snap and circle to that single leg. Reaching for that left hand. Now collar tie. Trying to get his hand free is Vilma. Now he has his own fake, trying to get White moving off his feet, which is good. White takes a look at the clock. Now he gets called for stalling. Vilma was in on a leg as they went out of bounds. Just 30 seconds remaining, 4-2, and White was just called for stalling. Again, White back straight up. Now Vilma comes up tie. Now he's come up to the upper body, try to go chest lock. Now he's in on a single, drops down. Now he needs to get that leg up. He's trying to limp arm out. He's trying to reach across the trippers. 18 seconds remaining. White tries to roll through. Vilma gets a takedown to go up 5-4 with 12 seconds remaining in the match. I don't know if White has enough gas to get out. Looks like he's kind of looking at the clock a little too much.
Does look like the tank is empty.
2 seconds remaining. Another good match. Lonzi Vilma, your champion, 5-4, Connellsville.
We're going to step aside. We'll be back right after this.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Go Indians, go! Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support West Allegheny Wrestling. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering.
ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
And here we go, 172-pounders, Bodie Marlowe out of Thomas Jefferson against Mario Hutcherson out of Kiski area.
So Hutcherson was had a shot attempt in on a single, and Marlowe was able to fight it off, and as he circled out, was able to go in on a single-legged shot of his own, and is in deep with his head in between the legs of Hutcherson, trying to come out the back door. Now loses the leg, has a single leg, and a wizard for Hutcherson. Now Marlowe has that single leg up, trying to pull Hutcherson back into the mat. He does have him fully in the mat now, trying to trip him down to get the takedown. Gets his arm slightly on the leg, not able to reach. Hutcherson is in a full split, very long, lanky, with a wizard. Marlowe's trying to reach for that far leg, can't quite reach it. Now Marlowe's going to try to get this back up to his feet and pull Hutcherson in. You're going to see he's going to try to tackle him here. If he can get him back into the mat to where if he dives for that leg, it don't go out of bounds.
Right.
So I think that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to climb up to get himself closer. And there he goes. He reaches across, still can't reach it. All he can do is get his hand around the waist. Still has 1 foot in, though. It's close to getting it. Now he got it as they go out of bounds. His feet are in. Hutcherson's out on the other mat. Takedown, 3 points.
You know that I call that stick-to-itiveness.
For sure.
Because he just wouldn't let go.
Like a dog on a bone.
Absolutely. In the other matches in the seventh place bout, Devin McCauley of Mount Lebanon, Aiden Solomon of Cannon Mack, Solomon leading 1-0. In the fifth place match, Michael Olszewski out of Moon and Caleb Kinsey out of Armstrong, Kenny leading 3-0. And in your third place bout, Carter Morvay out of North Hills leading 3-0 over McLean Miller of Pine Richland.
So Hutcherson was down, and as for the restart, came up to his feet immediately, and Marlowe dropped down to a single and had his head buried there for a good 20 seconds till they go out of bounds for another restart with 11 seconds remaining. Quick start there for Hutcherson. A little bit of call. Referee took that one. Marlowe forward presser trying to chop it down. Hutcherson tries to roll through with a little bit of a Granby. Marlowe's staying under the arms, has him in a crab ride. Good hand fighting there as time runs out, makes it 3-0 to end the first. Marlowe's choice, he chooses bottom to start the second period.
Aiden Solomon out of Cannon Mack still leading 1-0 over Devin McCauley of Mount Lebanon. That's for seventh place. That's halfway through the second period.
Now Marlowe up to a quad pod stand up. Now he's up all the way up to his feet. Hooks the leg of Hutcherson. Hutcherson just cuts him loose. Now Marlowe quickly fakes for a shot, has Hutcherson sprawl back as they come back up to their feet. Now they're ear to ear. Collar tie. Now Hutcherson with a good hard snap, trying to get a takedown as Marlowe goes out of bounds and Hutcherson drives him into the chairs. So back to the center. They'll go Marlowe leading 4-0 with 1 minute and 40 seconds remaining in the second period. So now Marlowe with a far single leg attempt. Both wrestlers down on their knees as they're tied. Hutcherson looking for a front headlock as he has Marlowe's chin. They come back up to their feet. Now Marlowe pops those arms up trying to get it on a double leg, and Hutcherson able to defend that. Now in on his own single leg as Marlowe has a shin wizard in. Has that pressure to where now he lost the shin wizard, just a wizard right to a Russian trying to reach around. As they come back to their feet, Hutcherson picks the ankle as they fall out of bounds. No points. Still 4-0. 1 minute and 6 seconds remain. So fresh start again. 1 minute. Tied up. Ear to ear. Ninth grade. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very aggressive ninth grader. Yep. So now Marlowe in on a shot. Far reach though. Hutcherson has very good hips. Has pressure on him. Has Marlowe's head buried underneath. Now Marlowe's able to improve to the other leg, trying to suck up that single leg on the right side. Hutcherson's long, has a reach, keeps you buried.
In the seventh place bout, Aiden Solomon of Cannon McMillan leading 4-1 with just over a minute to go in the third period.
So now fresh start, 30 seconds remaining. Back to the ear-to-ear. Now Marlowe has a overhook, trying to slide by. Now pops those arms up, trying to get in on that double again. And, man, Hutchinson has some good hips to defend that. That's twice now that Marlowe's been in there where Hutchinson just throws his hips into him and defends. Snaps Marlowe down, now trying to get around. Marlowe has that head buried. Listen, Hutchinson's not scoring, but what that is doing is when you stuff that head and bury them under, you're making it very miserable and draining that individual.
Absolutely.
A lot of hard work to get out from underneath there. Keep that head stuffed.
Yep.
So now, to begin this third period, Hutchinson has choice. He takes bottom, and Marlowe instantly cuts him. So it's going to be 4-1 to start. Oh, no, he went optional, so now he's going to cut him. So it's 4-1. So good snap down by Hutchinson. Again, look, so Marlowe's with that long double trying to reach, and he hasn't been able to do it. That's the third time. Hutchinson's just too long to get that leverage.
And your seventh-place finisher is going to be Aiden Solomon out of Cannon-McMillan.
If Marlowe's going to want to score on a shot, he's going to have to do something other than a double. He's going to have to switch it up to a single leg.
I paused. Solomon just got taken out, put on his back as the clock expired. So he is your seventh-place finisher, Solomon out of Cannon-McMillan, a 4-1 winner over McCauley out of Mount Lebanon.
All right, so we have 1:20 remaining in the third period. It's 4-1. Bodie Marlowe's leading. Real hard snaps from both wrestlers. They go down to their knees. Again, Marlowe tries that double leg at far reach. Can't get to. Now he goes to a single leg. Nice single leg around, trying to come around to score as Bodie Marlowe, looking for that same takedown that he scored with in the first period. He has that leg high shelf, then he reaches across for that far leg and gets the takedown. So now he's up 7-1 and instantly cuts Hutchinson. Marlowe's comfortable on his feet because Hutchinson hasn't been close to a takedown.
No.
He's defending them well.
Right.
He's just not being offensive. So again, Marlowe's now confident. Shot in again on a single leg, has his head buried in between, has Hutchinson on his hip, trying to push that leg off his head, pops his own head out to get a takedown to go up 10-2 with 30 seconds remaining. He's probably going to stay in that. He's in a Turk, comfortable there, trying to get back points. Probably going to stay there for the last 20 if he stays active so he doesn't get a stalemate. So Hutchinson's flat on his mat, belly down. Marlowe has that Turk with that leg lace. It's very difficult to get your hips through and get up to your base in this situation. Time's running out for the freshman. Bodie up Marlowe, winner, 10-2.
And we're going to step aside. You're listening to WJPA and Greensports.net. We'll be back right after this.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
I'm Evan Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. Finding the right insurance can feel overwhelming. With rates rising and policies getting more complicated, it's hard to know who to trust. That's where we come in. At Chambers Insurance, we're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted advisors. We know the challenges you face, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Whether it's your personal, business, or life insurance, we're committed to finding you the right coverage at the best price. Because we're local, you will always have someone you know and trust. Just a phone call or click away at chambersinsurance.com.
189-pounders on the mat. Jake Stevenson out of Waynesburg against Nesmiro Green of Central Catholic.
So Green was in on a shot earlier. Stevenson was able to fight it off. But Stevenson just had his own single leg, and Green was able to fight it off as they went out of bounds. We have 120 remaining. So as we were away, a lot of action for 189-pounders. Now Green in on a double-leg shot. Stevenson trying to fight it off, trying to get his hips back, trying to get back up with a whizzer. Fights it off for now, but Green still has a single leg. Is there on the edge of the mat, and Stevenson ankle picks as a defense, trying to come up and out the back door. Right now he's stuck in there with a whizzer and that ankle right on the edge of the mat. Jake Stevenson has his own shin whizzer now as Green trying to reach across right on the edge. The only thing in is Green's foot. Now he comes up with that single as they step out of bounds. So neutral we remain. 0-0, 48 seconds.
Two other matches up now. Hunter Snyder or Green or Greater Latrobe against Zach Labrier out of Thomas Jefferson. That's for third place. 3-0, Snyder leading that bout. Also in the seventh place match, Henry Patz of Franklin Regional, scoreless with Bryce Collins of Cannon McMillan.
So a little bit of action here where two wrestlers butt heads. Jake's top of his head got the eyebrow of Green. Stevenson's top of his head. Now Stevenson in on a single far single shot attempt. Gets stuck underneath in a front headlock. How do we say that name?
Nezemeyer.
Nezemeyer.
Or Nezemeyero.
Nezemeyero Green and Jake Stevenson. Now Jake has the arm underneath.
Or Nez.
We'll just say Nez.
Everybody's been
Nez
calling
Green.
Him Nez.
Nez Green.
Yep.
That's good. Jake Stevenson stuck underneath as Nez Green has a front headlock and Jake down Stevenson down on one knee trying to come up to his feet. Hanging on tight to that arm so Green cannot circle around. His time runs out in the first period with our score 0-0. Green wins choice. Chooses bottom. This is one of those matches where that choice may come in, be very, very important. Green tries to come out to a sit and Stevenson able to pressure forward to keep him on his base. Now trying to chop him down. Hanging off to the side is Stevenson. Needs a breakdown here. Green coming up to his feet. Stevenson hooks the leg now. Now returns him back to the mat. Now has a wrist trying to reach into crotch. Looking for that Navy ride. He has a Navy ride now. That Navy ride was what won that match for him today in the semifinals.
Sure was.
So he still has Green down on his down on the mat, head down, right on the edge, close to going out of bounds. But Stevenson has good pressure here to where Green's not able to come to his feet. Jake's one of those wrestlers that has that reach and that leverage.
He really does.
You look around, and most of the 189-pounders are short and stocky, and Jake is stocky and long, you know. So now Green quickly comes up to his feet, explodes up one time, and Stevenson in on a single leg, trying to get that leg high. That's one thing about when you're tall, get that leg high because those short guys can't.
No, you're right.
Can't remain that, can't keep can, that balance.
Yeah, it can only go up so high
yes.
before they're out
Trust
of.
Trust me, I know. But Stevenson able to return to the mat. So they're still right there on the edge. They've been on that edge there for 30 seconds and have done a lot of wrestling, not going out of bounds. Now Jake looks to lace that leg. Stevenson laces the leg, still hanging off to the side and keeping that forward pressure. Notice how that forward pressure keeps that head down, keeps that weight on him. Now Stevenson reaches across for a half and switches it to a claw. Green's trying to circle in for that, probably looking for that quick explosion again, but Stevenson able to keep him working forward. Hey, 0-0, if we can get out of this period scoreless, that'd be big. 5 seconds remain. He has him tied up. 2-1, so still 0-0 through two periods. Stevenson's choice, and he will choose down.
In a seventh-place bout, Bryce Collins picks up an escape in the second period. He'll go up 1-0 over Henry Patz, and they have just begun the third period.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I could see that eye where they butt heads, and he has a mouse. His eyebrow is down over his eye. I could see it from here.
Is it really?
Yep.
Wow.
Stevenson quickly up to his feet for an escape. So he escaped with 5 seconds gone in the third period. So we have 1:50 remaining. Jake Stevenson is leading 1-0 as over Nez Green of Pittsburgh Central Catholic. Now far shot attempt for Stevenson. As they come back up to the center, dancing in the center, both rush standing strong. Now Green and on a single. Stevenson able to fend it off. with that long, those long legs, he gets them back and his laces down. And with the Wizard, now he's going to look to swing around. I've seen him do it 100 times. He's in on a single. He's looking for a double, trying to return green, trying to keep him in. That foot's in. That foot's in. That is a takedown. So he's up 4-0.
That's using every inch of the mat.
They were completely on this side it started, and they went out clear on the other side. That's right.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how big that mat is, but they're usually 42 feet. That's 42 feet of mat.
And they were at 41 and some inches.
41-11.
Yeah.
So now Stevenson back to that ride with that laced leg, leading 4-0 with 1 minute remaining. Hanging off to that side with that forward pressure. Now Green tries to reach back for a headlock. Able to come up to his feet, but Stevenson drops down to the single, looking to improve. Comes up with that single leg. He's going to lose it as Green tumbles out. Now it's 4-1. So we have 50 seconds remaining here. One thing you don't want to happen is have a stall call.
No.
You can afford to be aggressive.
Right.
Worst case scenario, it's tied and you get out.
Yeah, just keep circling back into the middle.
Yep, don't constantly back up. There you go. You got a Wizard in now. Green tried a far shot. Stevenson in a good position here with the Wizard and his hips back. Now Green tries to come upstairs, but Stevenson's able to keep his head down. 25 seconds remaining, 4-1. Stevenson tries to come around, trying to spin around. He does get the takedown. He's up 7-1 with 18 seconds remaining.
We're tied at one apiece in the seventh place bout between Collins of Canamac and Pats of Franklin Regional. 25 seconds remaining in that bout.
5 seconds remaining. Stevenson has a breakdown. He's going to win this. Jake Stevenson, your champ, 7-1.
So we're going to wait until the Collins match is over. They're tied at one apiece, time ticking down. Down to 15 seconds to go. They're into a head tie, both on their feet. Down to 7 seconds to go. And we're headed to overtime in the seventh place bout at 189 pounds. Tied at one between Bryce Collins of Canamac and Henry Patz of Franklin Regional. We'll see what happens here in the overtime period.
Referee's giving the pre-game instructions. I'm sure he's saying, hey, takedown wins this.
Or
this sudden victory, right?
It is.
So takedown will win it.
Right.
So both wrestlers now. Who we got?
We got Collins and Pats. Collins
Pats is in on a single leg of Canamac. Collins right on the edge trying to get the takedown. Sits into his butt, reaches across. That should be your takedown. There it is. It's over. And he got pinned. He relaxed on the edge.
Did he end up getting pinned?
Yep, he laid there.
Okay, time of the fall. That'll be 5 minutes and 29 seconds. And we're going to step aside. We'll be back for more action right after this.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit W&J to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
215-pounders on the mat. Elijah Brown out of Bell Vernon against Cooper Roskowski out of Kiski area.
So we're already 50 seconds into the first period, and 0-0. Not a lot of action going on in this match. Staying in a collar tie, ear to ear. I'm sure they're pretty familiar with each other. Roskowski tries to snap and circle as Brown circles out of bounds, standing on the edge. Roskowski has that over collar tie right now as Brown reaches for the knee pick, and Roskowski is able to fight that off, circling back out. Both wrestlers on their feet. Brown's Back is to the apron. 30 seconds remain in the first period.
In the other bounce.
Now tries a slide by. Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. In the third place bout is Roman Thompson out of Central Catholic against Jake Conroy. In the fifth place match, Rowan Tustin of Waynesburg against Braden Collins of Canamac. And in the seventh place bout, Hunter Getz of Bethel Park against Christopher Cook of Connellsville. And all three of those matches are scoreless.
All right, so we're still on our feet. 0-0, 5 seconds remain between Brown and Ruskoski. Not near. This is the one. This is that match. Slowing it down.
Yeah.
We're near the end.
Right.
I'm up until this, man, they've been very good. A lot of action in every single match. Okay, so Brown won a toss. He chose bottom. He wants to have that advantage of scoring first. Go ahead.
I would say in the fifth place match, Tustin allows Collins an escape. So Collins is up 1-0. Now they're going to start on their feet in the second period.
And Brown was able to get to his feet, and Ruskoski, not much fight there, just let him go for the escape. So Elijah Brown from Bell Vernon is leading 1-0 over Cooper Ruskoski of Kiski. 1:34 remaining in the second period.
He had a quick takedown by Rowan Tustin.
Not yet.
Oh, they didn't give it yet.
Now he has it.
Yeah, there it is. Tustin will get the takedown, and he'll go up 3-1 over Collins of Canamac in the fifth place bout.
So, again, Brown likes to have his back to the edge and then circle right as they go out of bounds. So they're on their feet. He does that exactly. Ruskoski made an attempt. He circles. They're both out. So now they're back to the center, back to that collar tie, overhand collar tie for both wrestlers, ear to ear. Now Brown tries an arm drag, and Ruskoski comes into upper body. He's comfortable. I've watched him a couple years, and he likes that upper body stuff and throws. And now he goes in for a single leg, trying to cut across. But Brown's pretty athletic and quick. Very good.
Well,
go ahead.
I'm not sure you want to do double underhooks like that with a guy that much taller than you either.
And, I mean, very quick at moving, too.
Yeah.
Very athletic. He was able to defend that, sweep, and elevate him around and almost scored a takedown as they go out of bounds. 42 seconds remain in the second period. Elijah Brown still leading. 1-0.
Tustin's still leading 3-1 in the fifth place match over Collins of Canamac, and second period will expire. It'll go into the third period. Tustin will start in a down position.
Now Ruskoski's picked up the pace a little bit to where he's doing a little more action, trying to catch Brown in a misdirection situation here. A lot of movement in and out, trying to catch one of Brown's legs, but they're right on the edge again. Always in a strategic position is Brown. His back is right to the edge, and then he'll circle real quick. Hey, he didn't circle this time. 10 seconds remain. Sooner or later, he may get called. So 7 seconds, Ruskoski trailing 1-0 in the second period.
Thompson and Conroy in the third place match, they're scoreless as they start the third period.
So now third period for Brown and Ruskoski, and Ruskoski has choice. He chooses bottom. Roan Tustin stuck underneath of Collins with legs in.
Yeah, down to a minute to go in that fifth place bout.
So Ruskoski chooses bottom, has his head down on the mat trying to work the grip of Brown. Brown's riding a claw ride, reaches across with a thigh pry and a claw, circling towards the head, putting that pressure forward. Now Ruskoski's trying to circle up. Brown tries to bring him back down, and he does. Gets him off that quad pod. Ruskoski's laboring, trying to get up. A lot of pressure forward for Brown. Now he gets the far arm of Ruskoski. Ruskoski's having a tough time getting his head off the mat.
In the fifth place bout, Collins will just give the escape to Tustin and start again with 38 seconds to go. Now a quick takedown by Rowan Tustin, and that'll put Tustin up 7-1 with 30 seconds remaining in the match.
As you were calling that, I can see why Ruskoski didn't want to choose bottom. Brown was able to get a nice crossbody lock and put up a tilt and get 4 points. So now he leads 5-0 with 1 minute remaining. That's a good match for Roan because he lost to Collins at sections, didn't he? Or no, in a dual meet.
No, in a dual meet.
Yeah, in a dual meet. Right.
And that'll do it. Your fifth place finisher is going to be Rowan Tustin out of Waynesburg, a 7-1 winner over Braden Collins of Canna McMillan.
So we have 30 seconds remaining. Now Raskosi's in deep on a single, trying to fireman's, and he does try it as Brown tries to elevate. He got a one swipe for a back count or back points, but he got a takedown only, 3 points. And it's 5-4, and they're right on the edge. He needs to get out, give him the one. There's 1 point. All right, so it's 6-4, 12 seconds left. Raskosi's going to need a quick takedown in his last 12 seconds. Brown's backing up, trying to play that edge. Raskosi's in on a single again. Trying to score, trying to come around, almost around. Time runs out, 6-4 is the final. Elijah Brown from Bell Vernon's your champion.
And we're going to step aside. We'll be back for the heavyweights right after this.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals, one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
And here we go. Heavyweights underway. Shepard Turk out of Thomas Jefferson against Philip Rierich out of Armstrong is your championship bout. In the third place match, it's Cam Dana of West Allegheny and Braden McConaughey of North Allegheny. Fifth place match, D'Angelo Hamilton of Fox Chapel.
Correct.
Excuse me. Versus Owen Rush out of Canna McMillan, and Michael Gibson of Bethel Park versus Ben Lloyd of Mount Lebanon for seventh place.
All right, so we have 120 remaining in the championship bout. Man, that Armstrong kid's pretty wide.
Yeah, he's big, isn't he?
Yeah, Turk's tall. Both wrestlers wrestling like polar bears right now, slapping at each other, going for that under tie or chest to chest. Now, Turk's able to get Rierich down to his knees in a front headlock, trying to circle around, but they're on the edge and needed to pull him in to get that advantage. Turk's going to have some leverage here. He's going to work to keep Rierich underneath of him and spin around, I'm sure.
Well, in the fifth place bout, Owen Rush of Canna Mac, D'Angelo Hamilton of Fox Chapel, they are scoreless as they just started the second period.
Says Turk's got an underhook on Rierich now, trying to walk into him, trying to look for a trip, looks for a near side leg there, does get the single but loses it. It's like it's going to be tough to get that leg up. I mean, he's so stout and stocky. He's going to have to drop. He's going to have to get both hands on it. So, again, they're tied up. Good pressure. Right in the center of the mat. Now Turk tries to snap him down. As Rierich comes with his underhook, circles right back into the center. Now Turk has an underhook trying to jack Rierich up, bring him up to his level. Forcing in a little bit there as Rierich blocks with his hands. First period comes to an end, no score, 0-0. Turk wins the flip and chooses bottom, and Rierich doesn't even let him get set and says neutral.
I'd like to know how tall Turk is. He's a big kid.
Yeah, he's tall. Now Turk has an under and over as they're on their feet, chest to chest, trying to walk Rarick up, trying to walk into him. I don't think he's looking for a throw here. I think he's going to look to jack that up and get that single. But I'm not so sure I'd try to throw Rarick.
I don't think I would either.
He's trying to snap him down, and now Rarick is able to duck underneath of that arm of Turk's as he has an overhook. Now, again, there, Rarick took a shot attempt, and that's a lot of legs sprawling back on you to where you're going to lose leverage there, and Turk's able to come around behind to get the takedown to go up 4-0. That was not a recommended shot.
No, that was not a, well, I'm sure if you ask Rarick, he would agree with you right now.
Need all the award winners in 215.
Just a little too tall to reach. You got to close that gap a little bit. Now Rarick's trying to circle up. He's up to his base. Heads down, though, trying to circle out. Turk has a lot of leverage pressing forward now. Now Rarick reaches back, trying to roll, but now he tries to sit, trying to reach for that arm. Turk just cuts him loose here for one to make it 4-1. Not out of it by no means. 4-1. Circles in. Now Turk's backs to the edge of the mat as Rarick has inside control on a collar tie. As they go out of bounds. 24 seconds remaining in the second period. Now Turk comes in again with that underhook, overhook, chest to chest. Rarick pummels out of it. 14 seconds remaining in the second period. Now Rarick tries to snap down, but Turk's a little too tall to get him under. If he could get him under, I think he could do a go-behind, but I don't know if he's going to be able to chop that tree down. So Rarick's choice chooses bottom, trailing 4-1 to begin the third period.
They both look like their gas tanks are empty. They have a whole period to
they
go.
They got a little bit of fuel. they're diesel.
That's right.
So now Turk chops him down, gets Rarick flat, and that's going to work to his advantage where he can probably have a little rest there. This is more laboring on Rarick because Turk's kind of smothering him. In fact, you may want to call that riding parallel.
Yeah, and doing nothing.
No, he hasn't completely trapped. It needs to be stopped.
Over in the other bout on the fifth place mat, D'Angelo Hamilton and Owen Rush, they're tied at one apiece with 20 seconds to go in the third period.
So Turk has him. That's stalling on top. That's correct, riding parallel. That's the absolute correct call. Don't see it called much, but that should be the call.
Right.
Now Rarick quickly tries a half-hearted attempt to a switch. Now comes the other side, and Turk's just able to break him flat again. So you have 1 minute and 10 seconds remaining, and Turk trying to throw leg in here. I mean, just stay parallel, side to side, get some movement, forward pressure, and you should be okay. So Rarick has 1 minute to get to a base and try to get an escape and a takedown to win this match. And right now he's smothered on bottom, trailing 4-1.
Well, the other two heavyweight bouts, a fifth-place match and third and a seventh-place bout, are both in overtime, tied at one apiece.
So now we have stalling on Rarick, even though Turk is pretty much in the same position.
He's in the exact same position
exact
where he was stalled.
Exact same position. He's desperately trying to get to his base, and he can't do it. It's just that's near impossible.
Yeah.
When the guy has his knees on the outside and pinching your knees together, it's tough. I would have called stalemate there. And then the next one is stalling again on Turk. So now Turk's a little bit out to the side now. He has his arms under, looking for wrist. He has 5 seconds remaining. He's content with just laying there, I'm sure.
Hamilton and Rush in the fifth place bout will go into the ride-out period. What was your final score there?
4-1.
Okay, Shepherd Turk, your winner out of Thomas Jefferson as he defeats Philip Rarick of Armstrong. We'll keep it here until the Owen Rush match is finished. Rush will come up to his feet here in the first ride out. He started down, and there's a one-point escape. So that'll put Owen Rush up 2-1 over D'Angelo Hamilton with 15 seconds to go here in the first ride out period.
So Hamilton comes with an overhook trying to force in, but they're right on the edge. 5 seconds remaining in this ride out period. Tries a little bit of a throw, but they were completely out of bounds when he tried it.
And it was a good throw. He should have tried that
maybe
2 periods ago.
So 2 seconds remain. They're on their feet. It's going to go to the second ride out. Hamilton's choice. He's choosing down, and he's not very happy. He doesn't want to choose down. Thirty-second ride out. Get out. Keep wrestling. Trailing 2-1. Hamilton up, trying to roll, trying to reach back. Now Rush has a Turk and a leg, looking in a good position here with a half. Has that bottom wrist and a half. No back points, and Hamilton's able to come over to his stomach, but he has everything tied up on him. He should be pretty secure here for the win. Is Rush. Hamilton's pretty much stuck to the bottom of the mat, laying on his belly. 2 seconds remain. That's going to be it. Owen Rush, winner, 2-1.
In overtime. So we're going to step aside. We'll come back and give you an update on everything. You're listening to High School Wrestling on WJPA and also on greensports.net.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals, one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
And welcome back to Cannon McMillan High School. We're all finished now with the WPIAL Boys AAA Championships. And this is the way it looks at 107 pounds. In seventh place was Bennett Ferraro of Pine Richland. And he was a winner over Nick Savannah of Butler 7-5. In fifth place, it was Michael Johnson, a winner by major decision over Bryce Thomas of Moon. Score was 10-2. Your third-place finisher at 107 was Bo Fennick, as he defeated Zach Rehack of Thomas Jefferson 8-2. And your champion at 107 was Nicholas McGarity out of Peters Township. He was a winner 11-0 over Thomas Gretz of Connellsville.
Okay, 114. Sorry. 114 in seventh place. We have Brady Rohaley of North Hills decision over Leif Sirko of Ringgold, 4-2. In fifth place, Colton, what is that?
Klippa
of Norwin. Tech fall over Parker Jennings Trinity, 16-0 in 1 minute and 39 seconds. In third place, Zachary Franks, Connellsville decision. Titus
Colangelo
of Franklin Regional, 2-1.
Hey, Scott hasn't seen these names. We're just throwing some of these names.
That'll be all right. Champion Nico Capusta of Hempfield, decision Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford, 13-12. What an amazing match that was.
It really was. 121 pounds. In seventh place, it was Pierce Reinhardt of Bethel Park. He defeated Michael Warson of Fox Chapel, 3-0 in sudden victory. In fifth place, it was Luke DeSantis of Penn Trafford, a winner over Gianno Gardner of Cannon McMillan, 15-4. Your third place finisher at 121 pounds, Thomas Bencho of West Allegheny, decision Nate Caracciolo out of Hempfield area, 8-6. And your champion at 121 pounds, Leo Joseph out of Greater Latrobe, as he beat Nolan Rice of Connellsville, 6-3 in sudden victory.
All right, 127, we have Daniel Smith at Connellsville, decision John DeLuca of Kiski, 5-2. In fifth place is Mikey Ruane of Franklin Regional, decision Evan Sala of Mount Lebanon, 7-0. For third place, Carter Putt, Indiana. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, my fault.
No, I think we, you sure? No, we did that.
Oh, you're
Carter
right.
Putt.
You're
Carter
right.
Putt, Indiana, decision Evan Tolliver, Ringgold, 8-5. And your champion at 127, Santino Sloboda of Butler, Tech fall over Dom Canale of Trinity, 18-2 in 5 minutes and 4 seconds.
And at 133 pounds, your seventh place finisher was Gus Stediford out of North Allegheny. He was winner by major decision over Jake Lilly of Connellsville, 15-5. Your fifth place finisher was Chase Smith out of Franklin Regional. He was a winner 3-2 over A.J. Snatchko of West Allegheny. Your third-place finisher at 133 pounds, Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan, a winner over Kale Yannick of Moon, decision 4-3. And your champion at 133 pounds, Nico Fanella out of Indiana, as he defeated Luke Willischel out of Greater Latrobe, 7-5.
139, we have Nathan Klingensmith of Norwin, decision Aiden Stout of Bethel Park, 8-6. That was for 7th place. For 5th place, we have Talon Mazanko of South Fayette, winner by medical forfeit over Dayden Soto of Bell Vernon. For 3rd place, TJ Allison of Trinity, decision Owen Campbell, 4-1 from Plum. Owen Campbell's from Plum. And your champion at 139 from Connellsville, Kai Vioma, a fall over Dominic Ferrara of Pine Richland in 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
In 7th place, at 145 pounds, it was Devin Junko of Trinity, winner by fall in 244 over Tuscan Blystone of Indiana. In 5th place at 145 pounds, Mason Calgaro of Canamac, decision Liam Hine of Mars, 5-3. In 3rd place at 145 pounds, Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park, decision Max Firestein of Franklin Regional, 4-1, and your 145-pound champion, Ramil Islamov of Baldwin, winner by Tech Fall over Case Chop of Butler area, 17-2, time of the Tech Fall, 2 minutes and 37 seconds.
Here we are at 152. We have Cole Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon, decision Jack White of Norwin, 3-0 for 7th place. For 5th place, we have Griffin Reed of North Allegheny, decision Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon, 4-2. In 3rd place, we have Darius McMillan from Peters Township, decision Luke Dunlop of South Fayette, 9-7. And our champion at 152 was Maddox Shaw of Thomas Jefferson, decision Evan Petrovis from Connellsville, 1-0.
At 160 pounds, your 7th place finisher, Liam Costa out of Moon, decision Ethan Cartwright of Franklin Regional, 7-1. In 5th place at 160, Christian Lowther of Ringgold, decision Logan Matrish out of Penn Trafford, 4-0. In 3rd place at 160, Brock Evans of Waynesburg, decision Rook Smith of Montour, 4-1. And your champion at 160, Lonzi Vielma of Connellsville, decision Braden White of Thomas Jefferson, 5-4.
172, Aiden Solomon for 7th place of Cannon McMillan, decision Devin McCauley of Mount Lebanon. Did I say that right?
Yep.
McCauley, Mount Lebanon, 4-1 for 5th place at 172. Caleb Kenzie of Armstrong, major decision over Michael Oshetsky of Moon area, 12-0. In 3rd place, Carter Morvay of North Hills, decision McLean Miller behind Richland 3-1, and your champion at 172. Bodie Marlowe, Thomas Jefferson, major decision, Mario Hutcherson, Kiski area, 10-2.
189 pounds. Your seventh place finisher, Harry Patz out of Franklin Regional. Decision, Bryce Collins of Cannon McMillan, 4-1 in sudden victory. In fifth place at 189, Mason Hartung out of North Allegheny, winner by forfeit over Mark Gray of Kiski area. Your third place finisher at 189, Hunter Snyder of Greater Latrobe. Decision, Zach Labrier out of Thomas Jefferson, 8-3. And your champion at 189 pounds, Jake Stevenson out of Waynesburg. He was winner by decision over Nez Green out of Pittsburgh Central Catholic, 7-1.
Seventh place for 215, it was Hunter Getz of Bethel Park. Decision, Christopher Cook of Connellsville, 1-0. Fifth place was Roan Tussin of Waynesburg. Decision, Braden Collins, Cannon McMillan, 7-1. Your third place winner was Roman Thompson of Central Catholic. Decision, Jake Conroy, 6-1. And so your champion, right? Elijah Brown, Bell Vernon. Decision, Cooper Ruskowski of Kiski area, 6-4.
And your seventh place finisher at heavyweight was Ben Lloyd of Mount Lebanon. He was a winner by decision 2-1 in the second tiebreaker over Michael Gibson of Bethel Park. Your fifth place finisher, Owen Rush out of Cannon McMillan, was a winner by decision over D'Angelo Hamilton, 2-1 also in tiebreaker 2. Your third place finisher at heavyweight, Cam Dana of West Allegheny, winner by fall over Braden McConaughey of North Allegheny. Time of the fall, 4 minutes and 31 seconds. Your champion at 285 pounds, Shepard Turk out of Thomas Jefferson, as he was a winner by decision 4-1 over Philip Rierich of Armstrong. Now, the way that breaks down for your Washington and Greene County schools, it's like this. We can't guarantee how many are going because we don't know if the eighth place finishers
is a guarantee.
Will be going if it's guaranteed. So right now for Cannon McMillan, guaranteed is going to be Gianno Gardner, who finished sixth, Collier Hartman finished third, Mason Calguero finished fifth, Aiden Solomon seventh, Braden Collins sixth, Owen Rush fifth, Bryce Collins may be going, he finished eighth. For Peters Township, they have two going. Nicholas McGarity was a champion today at 107. Darius McMillan took third at 152. They're both moving on to the Southwest Regional. For Trinity, they have four moving on. Parker Jennings took sixth. Dom Canale took second. TJ Allison took third. Devin Jenko took seventh. For Waynesburg, they have three moving on. Brock Evans took third. Jake Stevenson was a champion. And Roan Tustin took fifth. For Ringgold, they have Evan Tolliver, who took fourth. Christian Lowther took fifth. Jake Conroy took fourth. Now, Leif Serko took eighth, and he may be going. So that's the way it works out for your Washington County and Greene County schools. For my partner, Scott Rhodes, I'm Sam McCollum. Also want to thank Greg Warnock for joining us earlier. You've been listening to High School Championship Wrestling on WJPA and Greensports.net. Have a good night.
Good night. Goodbye. People. Very fun.